Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. From Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man, written by Patty Hayes, invites readers to share a laugh and gain valuable insights into the advertising industry. The critically acclaimed book charts the career of a young advertising agency trainee who starts the journey from the lowest rung of the advertising career ladder, from where he eventually ends up as a senior vice president international. Entertaining, informative, and lighthearted, capturing the reader's imagination and simply guaranteeing, well, a really good laugh from start to finish. Patty Hayes comes with decades of experience in the advertising industry with a degree in business studies. Patty's first job was in an international advertising agency where he worked for a number of clients, spent many years in different London international agencies, and soon became a group account director. Later, he joined the legendary Leo Burnett Agency in Singapore as deputy managing director, which led him to working in a variety of Asian countries, including Malaysia, Japan, Indonesia, Brunei, and the U.S. Later served as the managing director of Kenyon and Eckhart in Bangkok. Having relocated back to London, he was given the task of opening agencies in Russia and other Eastern European countries, moved to Hong Kong in 1992 to develop new offices in China, and managed business throughout Asia-Pacific before retiring from advertising in 1995. It's being called one of the most entertaining and informative books about the advertising industry that you are likely to come across. From Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man, and author, Master Ad Man Patty Hayes, joining us from the United Kingdom on This Week in America. Patty, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
You know, what a career that you've had. It's going to be fascinating to talk about this. Boy, you've gone all over the world establishing advertising agency and helping to sell product. But you are very talented as writer as well, not just in writing advertising copy, but writing a novel like this, a story like From Penguins to Paradise. What inspired you to start writing, especially writing books?
Well, I guess the primary thing was when I had finished my career and got home and was talking to old friends about my life, there seemed to be an awful lot of interest, particularly in the advertising industry as such, because whilst people are aware that it exists, they don't know anything about it at all. And at the same time, telling them some of the things that had happened to me, I got an awful lot of laughter from them. So I thought, well, if this is amusing and interesting and informative, why don't I put that down in writing? So I guess that was the catalyst which started me wanting to put my career on paper.
Well, you're sharing it with everybody, and everybody is enjoying it now. And go ahead and talk about what that process was like, going back, reliving, and putting it down in book form.
Well, it was challenging, and I spent a lot of my time writing and then rewriting. I had a long holiday in the island Penang in Malaysia, and I had my little laptop, and I was tapping away, and it's surprising. You can get through an awful lot of words that way.
No, it's interesting. It's so impressive reading about what all you have done as you're going back and looking at that career. Were there times you were impressed that, like, wait a minute, time is going by too quickly. I really had a successful career. Were you impressed as you were going back and reflecting?
Well, no, I guess the primary emotion that I had was a pleasure in really remembering a lot of things. You know, you get memories sort of at the back of your head, which you haven't forgotten about, but yes, they are way back. And when you force yourself to put things down in writing, then one thing follows to another, and you end up by having fully remembered and enjoyed a second time round the things that had happened.
Coming to us from the United Kingdom, Patty Hayes is our author, P-A-D-D-Y, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. If you're Googling, the book is From Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man. You'll find it at Amazon. Patty's website is pattyhayesauthor.com. We'll have all this on our website. The book is published by Greater Writers Media. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. A lot of characters in the advertising industry, a lot of characters in your book, From Penguins to Paradise. Who were some of your favorite characters in the book as you went back and you're telling these stories?
Right, favourite character. Well, I had... It was relatively easy for me. I mean, obviously, character building is very important to a novelist when writing his book. But in my case, 95% of the book is true stories about my career. And so all I had to do really was remember people rather than describe them from the beginning. However, my favorite character maybe will surprise you somewhat. He was a condor, a bird. Named okay. Jethro, that we chose to be the hero of a US commercial about a new motorbike called, believe it or not, Condor. He had black feathers all over his body except for a collar of white around his neck, and with a long sharp beak and 11-foot wingspan, he should have been pretty scary. But he only had two expressions. The first was bored, and the second was miserable. He showed no intention of doing anything except maybe going back to sleep. As I describe him in my book, he permanently looked as happy as a defrocked priest. Condors are beautiful as they ride the hot air currents over the desert, but on the ground, only a female condor could have fallen for poor old Jethro. Well, I'm afraid he wasn't a success as a film star, as you'll discover when you read my book. Poor old Jethro was totally unlike the penguins, which form part of the book's title. When preparing them to start in a penguin biscuit commercial, my very first attempt at having a commercial made, they proved singularly unwilling to cooperate and do as they were told. Their bad temper is evidenced by a scar I still have on my thigh from one which really didn't want to star in our commercial. They were characters better forgotten.
You know, it's interesting just trying to get enough out of actors, out of real-life people as you're presenting a product and trying to sell it to the general public, and then to have to deal with animals on top of that, condors and penguins. I'll touch on the penguins here in a second. That's the title of the book, From Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man. Patty Hayes, our guest on the program. His website, pattyhayesauthor.com. I went through your background just to establish that you have been a master ad man all of your life and in a number of parts of the world. Anything you can share that's not maybe in the blurb of the book?
Well, yes. Just to say that at the beginning, I had no plans at all to enter the advertising industry when I was at school. I was just hoping that one day somebody would be prepared to pay my salary, but I had no idea who it might be and what industry he might be in. But eventually I decided that maybe I'd be the first person in my extended family to go to university. So I applied to three universities to do sociology, and all three universities turned me down. So really fed up with the whole thing, I just went off on holiday to France. Whilst I was away, my father opened a letter addressed to me from one of the universities who had rejected me, saying, sorry, we couldn't accept you for sociology, but we have this new course which has been approved rather faster than we thought it might be, and we find ourselves with a course and no students. So if you'd like to apply to read business studies, we'll consider you. And my father wrote back in my name, accepting the place that they had offered me, which they hadn't, of course. But a couple of weeks later, I started with a four-year business studies degree course and absolutely loved it. And then at the end of the course, I was advised, whatever else I wanted to do in terms of career, not to bother applying to advertising agencies, because the economy was very bad, and advertisers weren't spending much money on advertising, and therefore advertising agencies wouldn't be employing anybody. So what did I do? I applied to an advertising agency, and much to everyone's surprise, they accepted me. So really, I got onto a business studies degree course by chance. I got a career started in advertising by chance. So fate was pretty good at selecting my route through my life, and I've relied on him heavily ever since.
You know, what was it about that job in advertising? You hired on as a young advertising agency trainee, not quite sure, I'm sure, what you were going to get into. What was it about advertising that really captured your attention? Because it didn't take long and you're climbing the ranks of in advertising agencies internationally. What was it about advertising that really excited you?
Well, I'm not sure I have a complete answer for that question, but I guess one of the things I really enjoyed is it's a business where it is very much a collaboration between art directors, copywriters,
yeah,
account directors, media people, and so on. It's a big collaboration, which I really enjoyed, a sort of teamwork. But also, it is fascinating to actually be able to see a new brand perhaps take off because of the work that we've been able to do, both in advising the client about packaging and promotion and distribution, as well as actually the advertising that goes with it as well. So to actually see concrete progress being made on the back of advertising that you have created, that is a hell of a positive feeling to have. And therefore, I found myself as one of those few people, I guess, who on waking up on a Monday morning was really quite pleased to be going back to the office rather than dreading the thought of another week starting.
Well, it has to be so exciting when you maybe walk into a store and see a product that you've pitched to the public. People are buying it. When you read sales reports and you find out that this advertising campaign is clicking. We're talking with Patty Hayes, coming to us from the United Kingdom. His book is From Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man. What do you hope that readers take away from reading From Penguins to Paradise? It's an entertaining, it's lighthearted, but it sort of goes behind the advertising agency. It lets all of us sort of know what happens as products are introduced and presented to the public. What do you hope the takeaway is?
Well, I hope they'll be taking away a deeper understanding of exactly what goes on behind the scenes. I mean, I think we've all been watching our favorite program on TV, perhaps, and then having it broken up by a piece of advertising and being frustrated and waiting for the ads to go away. But at the same time, ads really are fascinating. And I think people do find descriptions of what happens in advertising agencies fascinating. As I said, when I talked to friends about my career, there was a clear interest in how the process develops and how advertising eventually appears on TV. I mean, I don't think people realize that there are quite a few TV commercials that cost over $1 million for that 30 seconds of exposure. So it really is big news. And also, there's an awful lot of research that goes into the scripts and the final TV commercials and how they communicate to the target audience. So it really is a multifaceted, fascinating business.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned sort of an interruption of program. Your job is to make it seem like it's not an interruption, more like a brief intermission and giving us something that we will find entertaining and informative and leading us to that product. So it's a fascinating look at how this is created and a collaborative effort, as you say, between man and sometimes animal to try to present this to the to the public. Patty Hayes, our guest on the program, From Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man. Let's go back to the title, From Penguins to Paradise. You've had some success working with penguins in terms of product presentation.
Yes, the commercial, which caused me so much anxiety, in fact, ended up winning advertising awards and, more importantly, as far as the client is concerned, though he quite enjoyed the presentation where he got a shield for the best commercial of the year. But at least officially more important to him was actually to see sales taking off. And one of the fascinating things I find with the market research that we frequently do after a commercial has been on air, people say, oh, no, I'm not affected by TV commercials. They don't do anything for me at all. Whereas we know from the sales and brand awareness scores and so on, that they are very much affected by it, even if they would prefer to admit otherwise. So, it's absolutely fascinating. And the only problem that I had with the Penguin commercial was 18 months later, they wanted to make a second one. So we had to go through the process all over again of getting penguins and people together in front of a camera in order to try and make something that looked like a TV commercial.
Sort of the downside of success. You were so successful. Let's go back and resurrect the penguins and, yes. and do this again.
Yes.
Patty Hayes, our guest on the program. What time is going by so quickly. It's so fascinating what you were able to do. And in reciting your career in the beginning, you do this successfully in London. They're moving you all around the country, including behind the Iron Curtain. Talk about...
Yes, we were one of the... I'm sorry. We were one of the first agencies to open in Moscow and thereafter in Beijing, Shanghai, and Guangzhou in China. And then I opened agencies in a number of Eastern European countries when they were still very much communist at the time. And so they were absolutely fascinating because if you think about it, if you go to a country where you don't speak the language and in terms of the communist countries, they don't have an advertising industry, how on earth do you start an advertising agency? How on earth do you find people who are suitable for an industry that they have no exposure to at all? That was challenging, and there's quite a few stories to be told about my time behind the Iron Curtain.
Well, yes, it's so fascinating. As you go in and as you're talking about that, it's almost like what's starting over. You have to learn the local customs. You not only have to find
everything.
People there
yep.
to staff the ad agency and come up with creative ideas to sell the product, but you're doing it in a whole different culture. How difficult was that to really understand local customs so you didn't create a faux pas in developing commercials?
Well, it was extremely difficult. I mean, I'll give you one example of, not in this case, communist countries, but Japan. I spent some months in Tokyo, and I had a client there who had a chocolate biscuit product, and basically inside the chocolate coating were good for you raisins and nuts and yogurt and so on. And the commercial that they had made in Germany had a beautiful girl sitting by a lakeside eating her chocolate bar as a man came up and said, "Oh my goodness, wouldn't have thought you'd be eating chocolate." And then she had to explain to him why it was such a wonderful product for her and her health. So we had an instruction from the client, you've got to use this commercial. You obviously turn it into Japanese language, but you've got to use this commercial. And all my Japanese colleagues were saying, no, this just won't work. It won't work. You can't have what the Japanese might consider as an airhead female explaining what is good to a male. We've got to turn it the other way around. We've got to have a good-looking man sitting on his sitting beside the lake and a girl asking him why he was eating his chocolate bar. So we explained this to the client, and they said, no, you just want to make some money making a new commercial. We'll run the German film with a girl explaining to the man. So we did, and the product was a total, absolute failure. And that's the way in which... culture differs. You would think everybody eats chocolate bars in the same way for the same reasons.
Yes.
But culture impinges when you come to writing TV commercials, and you can't make it look like it's a foreign film with a foreign idea. It just doesn't go down.
One of just so many stories you'll find in Patty Hayes' book, From Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man, book available at Amazon, the usual places. Patty's website, by the way, is pattyhayesauthor.com. Patty is P-A-D-D-Y. Book published by Greater Writers Media, the website greaterwritersmedia.com. So many great stories there told in a lighthearted fashion, but giving us a seldom seen look behind what actually goes on at an advertising agency. A few minutes left in the program. I'm thinking, boy, you at this particular point as you were writing these commercials, for example, not that many media choices out there. You here in the United States, you probably had three, possibly four coming in at the time. Now with all the avenues out there, with all the the ways that we can do research now so you can target advertising. Would you like to be involved in it now, or were you there in the good old days of advertising?
Well, I believe that advertising is very much a young man or young person's career. I mean, I retired before I was 50, but that was essentially because I fell very ill as I was in China and decided enough was enough. I would have gone on a little longer, but it is very much a young person's industry. And I think I did the right thing getting out when I did.
You know, it's interesting. You watch some commercials now and some capture your attention. Literally, you're looking forward to seeing them again. Others are like, I'm not quite sure what they were trying to present during this period.
Exactly.
Yeah, what do you think when you sit there and you look at a commercial and it's over with and you're like, I'm not motivated to do anything except possibly change the channel here. I'm really not not necessarily going to run out and buy that product. What do you think when you look at commercials today?
Well, yes, some of them I really wonder, firstly, what the product is, just basically what they're trying to sell me. And secondly, I wonder from time to time just why on earth they think I should buy the product. I think it is a young man's industry, a young person's industry, rather than someone old and gray like me.
What was the highlight of writing this book for you? What as you sat and with the computer there and you were doing the recollection, what was the highlight for you in writing From Penguins to Paradise?
I don't think there was one single highlight, except perhaps the feeling of closure once I'd finished years of writing and rewriting, and when a number of my ex-colleagues contacted me to say they had enjoyed reading my script. It had been 25 years since I had retired, but what I did is I revisited all my old haunts across Asia, Australia, the Americas, East and West Europe, and London, of course. And whilst I'd kept in touch with many of my ex-colleagues, each one of them brought along their local contacts as beer and reminiscences flowed freely wherever I went. It was a wonderful ending to my writing career. It is satisfying and humbling when you realize you've made a mark on so many people's lives. Sometimes I was shocked to meet again, agency employees who were just starting out in their careers when I first knew them, but who were now managing directors or maybe even running their own businesses. It felt good.
You know, it's interesting you say ending your writing career. You're so talented at writing. Obviously, advertising company did that copy. You did that for a living. But for this book that's doing so well, receiving international praise, are you going to write any more?
Well, you know, they say we each of us have a book inside us. I'm beginning to feel that I've probably now got my book out. but having said that, I have had some contacts with local colleges and universities and who have read the book and have said, as in fact one of my contacts has also said, which is there is absolutely no reason why a textbook should be boring. The idea that one can laugh one's way through an informative book is something which is tempting me perhaps to write a form of textbook. But I don't like the word textbook because automatically it sounds boring.
Yes, it does.
But why not learn and laugh at the same time?
I love that. Well, and that's what people will do when they read your book. I love that concept because, yes, it's difficult as you're reading a textbook sometimes. You know it's a textbook, so you're prepared to have it be boring. This is not boring. This will entertain you. This will inform you about the advertising industry. From Penguins to Paradise, My Life as an Advertising Man by Paddy Hayes, PaddyHayes. The book is available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. Paddy's website is paddyhayesauthor.com, published by Great Writers Media. All of this available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Paddy, it's been a pleasure. Wish we had like a lot more time. Hopefully we can do this again, a lot more stories in the book and entertaining and, again, enlightening people. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It's been my pleasure.
Thank you. Patty Hayes coming to us from the United Kingdom. The book is From Penguins to Paradise. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.